This is Face the Music, an Electric Light Orchestra song-by-song podcast. Episode 050, Tightrope.
Tightrope is the first song on a new world record. It was recorded in July 1976 at the Delaine Leah Studios in Wembley, England, with the orchestra and choir added at the Musicland Studios in Munich, Germany. The working title for the song was Beach Boy Boogie. On the August 21st, 1990 episode of Classic Albums, Jeff Lynne said,
Tightrope, you see, I'd got into this thing on the previous album of having, on El Dorado, of having like this big sort of introduction, you know, so that somebody would go, oh, there must be something going to happen in a minute. You know, like this big, loud extravaganza. And so I wrote the beginning bit, and the tune just sort of flowed out of that, you know. I just sort of got the idea for the dun 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 dun, sort of rock and roll thing, like a real contrast to the intro.
In the liner notes for Flashback in 2000, Jeff wrote,
a song about being in trouble and trying to get help.
In the January 17th, 1977 issue of Circus, Billy Altman wrote,
the opening track has a chorus lifted almost note for note from Sonny James's Young Love.
Tightrope was in the 1977 movie Joyride. The song was covered by The Bulls Hand in 1993, Jay Church in 2001, and Evil Wessel featuring Volks in 2014. It was sampled by Kodo in 1992, Top Choice Click in 1994, Brain Dead in 1997, Tram 11 in 2000, in 2001 by Funky Family and Casey the Rookie, in 2004 by I-20 featuring Chingy Lil, Fate, and Titty Boy, and by Cynic. Songs in 2005 by Young Jeezy, Black Dawn, and Sam People. Songs in 2006 by Army of Pharaohs, Saito, Stack Bundles, War Close, and The Game. Sef You in 2008, The Lonely Island in 2009, a buttload of songs in 2012 by Absol, Meek Mill, Killer Kick It, Asesso, and Lecrae. And finally, Yogatine in 2014.
Hi, I'm Eric Winsenson.
And I'm Eric Paul Johnson.
And we are into a new world record. One of the punniest ELO albums around. Because, well, back in the olden days, it was actually a record.
Yeah, that's right.
We start that off with Tightrope. We have a great classical introduction, like we've heard on a number of ELO albums. And it goes right into this swinging, almost Motown-style song. And it's kind of shows you, once again, how far the group has come, because they tried to do this a lot of times on their first few albums, but here they pull it off without any effort whatsoever. And even though this wasn't a hit, this shows you how much effort that Jeff Lynne would just put into the normal album songs. This is probably one of the best opening song. I'm not even going to say best opening songs on an ELO album. I'm going to say on any album.
The first time I heard any part of this was back in 1979. Channel 15, KNXV, signed on that year, and they would use the opening gloomy, spooky opening for this song as the bumpers for horror theater. They would slowly pan over creepy scenes, and they would say, this is horror theater. Today's movie is Frankenstein or Wolfman or something like that. This song could have made or broken my young ELO fandom. I got this album for Christmas 1983. I had asked for it. I don't know why I had picked this one, but I did, probably because Telephone Line was on it. I decided June 1983, after I'd gotten secret messages, that, I think I will make ELO my band. I will start collecting ELO. And up to this point, I'd only had Discovery and Time, and just got secret messages. And Discovery and Time were safe bets for me. I had heard Discovery plenty of times, saw the video album on TV, and even propped up my little tape recorder to record it off the TV. I had a friend who listened to Time a lot, so I knew what I was getting into when I bought those albums. So A New World Record was the first ELO album I got after I started getting into ELO, about 6 months after I got Secret Messages. So A New World Record was a gamble for me. Would it be good? I've gotten so many albums where the best part of the album were the hits, and the rest of the songs were eh to just terrible. So I put it on, I listened to it, it's like, oh, that's from Horror Theater. And then the song kicked in, it's like, that was a good song. I really liked that song. Oh, what a sweet relief that ELO isn't just Time and Discovery and the hits from Xanadu and the stuff that I knew, and that actually, even the non-hits are really good. I love everything about this song. That opening is really cool. It's a fun, perky song. Even the little details that you kind of have to listen for help make the song better, like the clapping. The way Jeff sings it, and the music, and just everything about this song is just, it's a perfect song. Before we do a show, I'll listen to a song a couple times, or once, depending on if I like it or not. But this morning, this time, I just kept listening to it over and over again. Like, after it was done, I'd play it again. And not just so much because I want to be able to study this song and get to know it better, but because it's a fan-damtastic song. If there's only one thing that I wish was different, I kind of wish the opening was longer. Although, I think if it went on any longer, it would have overstayed its welcome, so it's a perfect song.
New World Record was the first ELO album I bought. I actually bought it on cassette, so of course the cassette Rock Aria came right after this. So it was kind of like a 1-2 punch on there, and that really caught me and got me to buy more ELO albums. In fact, by the time I got the vinyl version, I'd had the cassette for years, so I completely forgot there was a different song order on it. Because, of course, I bought it because Telephone Line and Livin' Thing were on it, so I figured this was a safe bet for getting into ELO and seeing what they sounded like. And, well, I was quite happy with it because, well, it had stuff like this on there. And that's the other thing is, with a lot of their older songs, when they tried to combine more traditional rock sound or boogie sound with the classical, they kind of did the classical and it's, okay, that's out of the way, we go into the song.
Yeah,
they don't abandon the classical portion on this. He keeps coming back with that opening part and blending it more and more with the traditional rock band.
Mm-hmm.
The way that you would expect a band called Electric Light Orchestra to be able to do it.
Yeah.
Even though I don't think Face the Music is their best album, I think that finally being able to go from their best album, El Dorado, and combine the pop side of that through Face the Music really set it up for stuff like this. And to tell you the truth, the New World Record, this is basically how the whole album is going to go, is this type of combination. And it was not like anything else you were hearing in 1976, I believe, when this came out.
Yeah, late 76.
Right, because disco was starting to really catch on. A lot of the prog rock stuff was going by the wayside because they'd either had a little bit too much nose candy or just started hating each other, and or they just ran out of ideas. But ELO was definitely not out of ideas. They were really at their peak at this particular point.
Oh, yeah. Another fun thing about this song is that the tune is so perky and happy and clapping and yay, and it sounds like a fun little tune. But the lyrics are, somebody thinks that life is all sunshine and lollipops, but Jeff's there to tell you, no, actually, life sucks, so that's pretty much how it's going to go. So you can be in your little sunshine and lollipop world, but just know, life's going to bite you, and it's going to bite you hard, and it's going to suck. So have a good day.
Yeah, which kind of goes along with the sound, because you've got a bit of that Motown sound in this one, and those songs were always cheerful and happy and catchy until you actually listen to the lyrics.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen to lyrics of something like Love Child and oh, okay.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. That's.
Yeah. This is a fantastic start to a fantastic album, is basically what it comes down to.
Yeah, pretty much.
Got something to say about Tightrope? Then call the telephone line voicemail.
623-850-3375. Call now.
Are you on Facebook?
I hate it.
Okay, sounds like you are. Make the experience more enjoyable by joining the Facebook group Jeff Lynn's Blue World. Not only can you post anything even slightly tangentially related to ELO without some tin-plated nerd with delusions of godhood blocking, deleting, or removing you, but you can win ELO calendars, ties, even tickets to Xanadu.
Ah, crap!
Not the movie, the play.
Woohoo!
Jeff Lynn's Blue World.
I thank God that dream came true.
It's time for a great line from ELO from this week's song. What's my line?
Get off your tightrope up there. Come down on the ground. You gotta save me now. You better turn around.
If you enjoy this podcast, please show your financial support through our Patreon page, patreon.com/ELOpod, or through PayPal, ELOFTMpodcast@gmail.com.
Great moments in Electric Light Orchestra history.
When you're going to make a record, everybody always thinks, I'd love to come and watch. And really, they wouldn't if they only knew. Well, some people do come and watch, and they say, I can't watch this. It's so boring. Because they expect you to all be lined up in, seven people lined up, raring to go, and somebody behind the glass says, OK, make a record now. And they expect everybody to play along, and everybody's singing and playing. They've been there 10 minutes to say, is there a bar around here? It's amazing. And I love it, and I'm going, what's the matter with you? This is really good fun, this.
Like it? Hate it? What does Madeline think?
I did not like it at first because it was very creepy. But I liked it at the end part, though.
Wow, she liked it.
Taste the Music, an Electric Light Orchestra song-by-song podcast, is a production of Radio Trolla Entertainment Assorted Deli Meats Amalgamated. You can contact us by voicemail at 623-850-3375 or email us at eloftmpodcast@gmail.com. Keep up to date on the show by joining our Facebook group and spread the word about the show by sharing the link or giving us a quick rating on iTunes. You can financially support the podcast and get some goodies at patreon.com/ELOpod. Next week, episode 051, Telephone Line.
Got something to say about tightrope? Then call a telephone hotline voicemail. That's not right. Next take.